The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It's the Cocktail Nation, thanks to UltraSwank.net. On the show this week, we check out the Oahu Luau at the Lake, review OSS 117, and play some great music from the film as well. A look at the world of swank with some great gigs and some parties to attend, and swank advice back on the radio about black tie wear for men. It's another week as we broadcast from the centre of Sydney in the hi-fi, stereographically gadgeted-up penthouse. And right now, one from the new Spy-Fi album. This is the title track, SBR, Un Vacaciones, or Spy on Vacation.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to UltraSwank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to UltraSwank.net and the Tikiaki Orchestra with theme for Jet Setters. Tonight, Sully's on the line, one of the people behind the Awana Luau at the lake. Last year when we spoke, you were broken down by the side of the road and giving the tow truck driver some instructions as to where to take your jalopy, man. How did that all work out for you?
I'm driving an 09 Honda now, Coop, so it didn't work out so great. I got something reliable, at least.
I think that had to be one of the most memorable interviews of 2011, I think. Guy breaks down the road while we're doing an interview.
I'm glad I was there to entertain.
Awana Luau at the lake once again. Tell us a little bit about what you've got lined up. And for people who are just playing for the first time today, tell us a little bit about this particular event.
Yeah, well, we're on for towards the end of June again. It's 21st through 24th that weekend. It's kind of the same deal. You know, Charity Luau, we raised $6,500 this past year. Gave it away to scholarships and to the Easter Island Foundation. So we're doing something nice and got a great lineup. You know, Pablis on the Uke, Waitiki, the Smike Bastards from Vegas are coming out, Ninth Wave, Bamboo Sack Zotica, Granite Tiki, and Velveteen Lounge is even doing like a Hurricane Hattie tribute act back in the lounge where Hurricane Hattie used to actually perform. So that'll be something interesting and fun this year.
Tell us a little bit about the area where the Awana Luau at the lake is held for people who are thinking, where is this? How do I get there? What's the story?
Yeah, it's in Lake George, New York, which is, I should probably work for the tourist board for Lake George, New York, because I absolutely love this town. You know, it's wonderful that there's the Tiki Resort is there, and it's been there for, you know, 50 years and is still doing its whole Polynesian thing. But the town itself is just a town completely trapped in time. It's a seasonal town, so there's no, like, big hotel conglomerates or anything. They kind of roll the sidewalks up at Columbus Day and roll them back out in June. We're really, like, the first big event of the summer. And there's just all these mom-and-pop hotels and motels and 60s googie architecture and tourist traps and mini golf, and it's fantastic, and I can't recommend that people go enough. Even if it's not for Ohana, get there, see it, or come to Ohana and come a day or two early, stay a day or two late, and actually take in some of the town. It's fantastic.
Sounds like a nice little part of America. How long has the show been going for now?
This is our fourth year, I guess, doing it, I think.
And it keeps getting bigger and bigger?
No, we kind of cap it. We started with the bus tours, and those grew to the point where it was just logistically impossible. We had to get too many buses because too many folks were interested,
yeah,
and the restaurants couldn't hold us. So, you know, we decided to do a stationary pub crawl, as it were. And we capped the attendance at about 300, and we've hit that the past 2 years. We'll probably hit it again, and it's nice. It seems to be about that magical number where it's big enough to be, you know, fun and kind of chaotic, but still small enough that, you know, everyone sees each other. You can interact. It's still, you know, it's Ohana. It's still a family. We all sit and eat together. You see the show together. It's kind of what makes us a little bit different, I think. Ohana feeling a family, the fact that everybody hangs out and, you know, has this weird little hippie love fest for the weekend. Well, hippies chug rum.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and not to put down any of the other, you know, very, very large events across the world that are happening, but sometimes it's the small, intimate events that people get a lot of fun out of it because they get to spend a little bit more time, they get a little bit more of a slower pace and get to hang out with people. Now, I know you've got a special party coming up on the 21st, like a pre-party. The actual event's on the 22nd to the 24th, but prior to that, on the 21st, a special kind of like opening party, haven't you?
Yeah, that's our kickoff this year. Last year we rented out an entire bowling alley and did a whole like 50s kind of rockabilly theme, you know, shut it down to the public and took it over. And this year we're getting wacky again, but we're actually going to do it out on the water. We're taking over one of the boats, one of the steamships that travels Lake George. So we'll spread our shenanigans and buffoonery throughout the entire lake this year.
Okay. Well, it sounds like another fantastic year for the Wanalua at the lake, and another huge one for you. I'm sure it takes a lot of work and is a lot of headaches, but a lot of fun at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely, it's not me. There's a whole team, the whole, fraternal order of Moai. A lot of those folks volunteer, and a lot of folks step up and run other stuff for me, or for us, for the event, during the event. It's a ton of work, but, it's fun. It's a passion. It's a drive. It's something we like doing, and it's for a worthy cause, so it's kind of win-win all around.
Now, to get along, you might want to book some tickets and whatnot and book your accommodation. The website to go to be able to find out all this information, Sully?
www.luauatthelake.com.
Cool. Excellent. 22nd to the 24th of June. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, great hearing from you again, Coop. Hopefully we'll get you out here, man. Come enjoy the lovely cocktails and the scenery of Lake George with us.
Indeed, good to talk to you. This is Cy Zentner, and I found a new baby on the Cocktail Nation.
Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Mas que nada.
frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba já animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no
Bye.
The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net. Waitiki 7, Left Arm of Buddha. Swank advice tonight on black tie for men. I just love wearing the tux, and every Wednesday night at the Blue Beat, I've been pulling out my various after five wear to wear to this gig. It's just wonderful to be able to wear a bow tie and a beautiful jacket. Young men choosing a tuxedo for the first time may have many choices today, and if you check out some of the stores, you'll be surprised at what you can find, some that don't even look like formal wear at all. So it can be a little bit confusing, so you need to go and see if you can find the classic tuxedo. And with all these modern alternatives, I suppose one might think, well, what guy would want to wear a tuxedo like his grandfather's? Well, I'll tell you which one, the one who knows a good thing when he sees it. Since the 1960s, modernist attempts to reinvent the black tie have typically risen from the perception that it needs to be more comfortable or more contemporary. However, proponents of classic menswear argue that the formula has already been perfected, and tampering with it only mars the outcome. Black tie's components have been perfected over many, many decades by the very best tailors and the most astute dandies. All the necessary compromises have already been made, and very often, by pressing forward, is simply becoming vulgar in their attempts at fashion. It's a powerful outfit, let's face it. It is at the same time aristocratic and yet democratic. The very uniformity of the tuxedo makes it socially leveling. And whereas most instruments of democratic equality tend to lower all boats, the tuxedo levels up. I think most men who've worn the black tie, the tuxedo, the after five wear, know that whenever you put it on, people notice you. Women notice you. You're instantly 100% more handsome than you were before you put it on. That's why James Bond wears it so much. The black tie's specificity creates a uniformity. It creates equality among men, as I said. The black tie maximizes the masculine ideal by making a man look taller, stronger, and younger than any other type of dress you could possibly think of. Black tie makes a man look more refined than any other type of dress. Black tie maximizes an occasion's formality. And black tie manifests established sartorial tradition. Black tie is grounded in black. White is always secondary and color is to be used sparsely and with great discretion, possibly more if you're an entertainer. I've always said the black tie emphasizes understated details and elegant finishes. So for the swank guys out there who may not have their black tie wear, maybe they've rented before, go and invest in a classic outfit. And I'll tell you what, you won't go wrong. If there's a topic that you'd like me to cover, send me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Next up, the Three Sons and Fever on the Cocktail Nation.
Coop Cooper, the cocktail universe's high priest of all things hep, swingin' and swank, has unleashed the definitive guide to the lounge universe with his new book, which is now available as an e-book via Amazon. Replete with gas and interviews and cool pixoramas, Coop Cooper reveals the incredible diorama of cocktail culture, lifestyle and music. 20 fantastic interviews, bios and pictures with the movers and shakers of the cocktail scene. Available right now for just $9.99 in the Amazon bookstore for your Kindle or Kindle app. Check it out today. Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, The Interviews. Available in the Amazon store.
The Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back. And it seemed like heaven. Time to take it overseas. She beat it to the island from romance and dreams. But Papa Doc saw Chopin Blackwell. Soon we're gonna change that scene. Hear it through the midnight fight. Morning night and painted faces smile. Demon from in Port-au-Prince. Rookie jet set living with both two diplomats. Umbrella drinks, the whole thing stinks. Flip the switch and that was that. A darker Yankee lady, please do suivez-moi. I look into that big cat's eyes and I know what you're coming here for. Hear it through the midnight fight. Morning night and painted faces smile. Demon from that beating drum, the kind of beat that's been here all her life. Winding through the curves in a big convertible. In Port-au-Prince. Too bad, little Betty, but now it's time to leave. Your Yankee clout is just run out. They gunning in the streets. Crowded prop plane humming, bound for NYC. The voodoo rack she saw that night. Baby, how we set you free.
Winding through the curves in a big convertible. Trying to hide her eyes.
Port-au-Prince.
Donation. Thanks to ultraswank.net, Royal Crown Review, Port au Prince. If you'd like to join me at the Blue Beat in Double Bay, as I am there every single Wednesday, shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can Facebook me or send us a direct message through Twitter, and our name is Cocktail Nation. If you'd like to be there, I've got a special Cocktail Nation guest list that you could be part of. Review with Coop this week, OSS 117. I just saw this the other night for the very first time. I ordered it on Amazon. I know it's been out since about 2009. I just haven't got around to watching it. I've been dying to watch it, and I managed to pick up a copy just the other day. It was fantastic. I just loved it. The OSS 117 movie's most directly satire, the rather lengthy series of French novels and their super spy protagonist who predated James Bond by a few years, believe it or not. In the new series, second film, OSS 117 Lost in Rio, the smirking spy, Jean Dujardin, that's the name of the actor, who also stars in the new silent film which just came out called The Artist. He wears Paul Newman's wardrobe from Harper, disguises himself as Errol Flynn from The Adventures in Robin Hood, confronts an enemy atop Rio de Janeiro's giant Christ the Redeemer statue in a bit of a Alfred Hitchcockian saboteur climax, and fights his fear of heights on a spiral staircase in a sequence from Vertigo. Specific Bond movies and other spy pictures also get their call-outs as well, but the humour is less in the scary movie-style reference than it is in the overall roasting of the 60s spy genre, with its smug, entitled heroes who leave trails of corpses and sighing women in their wake. In Lost in Rio, Dujardin is dispatched to Brazil on what he seems to think is a milk run. He's been ordered to pay off a Nazi whose list of World War II-era French collaborators could potentially embarrass the government. Ambushed by Mexican luchadores and rescued by Mossad agents who are chasing the Nazi, he probably offends his new allies, particularly the curvy Colonel Luis Monod, with a series of tone-deaf comments about Jews' noses and their love of money. As in the first OSS 117 film, Cairo, Nest of Spies, much of the gag is how he thinks himself to be at the height of European sophistication, while he's actually horrifying everyone around him with his casual racism, sexism, and anti-Semitism. As with Bond, particularly the Bond of Ian Fleming's original novels, his 60s version kind of aged poorly. At the end of the day, I just love Dujardin's cluelessness and his social clumsiness, not to mention his Bond-esque expectations for every beautiful woman that he meets. I love it. I can't wait to read some of the previous novels if I can find them in English and check out the previous movies as well. I just love it. I think you'll love it, so get it out. You can order it on Amazon very, very easily. This one is one sent to me by a very, very keen listener of the Cocktail Nation, David Fritz, who sent me the album, the soundtrack, OSS 117. This is Chicks by the Pool on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation.
Cocktail Nation with the SG Sound and Escapade Velocity. News from Bill Wright this week that March 11 is the release date for Voodoo Lodge, which pays tribute to the bar that first gave Bill the concept. It's going to be published in the format of the old pulp magazines, and each chapter is richly illustrated, making this something like a black magazine meets Hawaii 5-0. Bill sent me a preview copy of it just the other day, actually, so I've been enjoying that thus far. I'm not going to reveal too much to you at the moment. We'll catch up with Bill a little bit closer to the date that the book is going to be released, but certainly be standing by for another Bill Wright's release. And as I mentioned last week, one of the great things about today's lifestyle that we have as far as technology is concerned is the fact that you can enjoy so many, many books from authors that you probably would never, ever have heard of before. You can actually enjoy information and articles about some very subculturally based interests that you couldn't have found 20-odd years ago, and you can find that on the net. So check out Kindle. It's got lots of great stuff, including my book and all of Bill Wright's books, which is good. Time for a look at the world of Swank now. Every Wednesday, I'm going to be DJing at the new Blue Beat Bar in Double Bay. Seems they love us down there. They're loving the lounge variety that we've been bringing each week at 16 Cross Street. Ricky Derrick in Safuzi Las Colinas Rat Pack Tuesdays. He's also playing Wednesdays at Safuzi Uptown as well. So check him out. Mr. Ho's Orchestronica on the 28th of January at the Lily Pad in Cambridge, Massachusetts. On the 24th of February at Durham in New York. Jennifer Keith is debuting at Perch, which is at 448 Hill Street, Los Angeles. The new home in Perch every Tuesdays. And of course, playing at the Queen Mary as well every Saturday night. January 20, Tony Marsico from the Martini Kings and King Paris are on stage. This is going to be a fundraiser for the film Satan's Angel, Queen of the Fire Tassels. Just costs $10 at the Piazza, Long Beach, California. January 22, if you love your surf music, the Southern California Winter Surf Fest. They got High Tide, The Eliminators, Tequila Worms, Breakaways, and many, many more at 5052 Gatilla Avenue and Los Alamitos in California. Tara O'Grady and the Black Velvet Band playing Swing 46. The Swing 46 Jazz Supper Club, January 29, 349 West 46th Street in Manhattan. And the 22-piece Escavel Big Band playing Arts Quest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, May 27, which is the rescheduled show. Here's Skip Heller now and The Collector on The Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net. No other love have I, only my love for you, only the dream we knew, no other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me, into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me, please set me free, free. From doubt and free from longing, into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, hoping to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love have I.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net, Witte Marseille, and Green Chimneys. Do check out my website, www.cocktailnation.net. We've got some great stories on there. For example, I found an interesting story about 50s apartments in Sydney and what people have been doing to them and some of their benefits and some of their downsides. So check it out. We've got lots of great articles that we put up every couple of days. It's almost like a magazine, I suppose. You can link to the show there. You can contact the show there if you're wanting to send us some music. We've got everything you need. There's some pictures to check out as well. So check it out, cocktailnation.net. Going to leave you with Dinah Washington and Mad About the Boy. Stay hip.
I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy.
The Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.